Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Holy sheep herding Jesus, everybody. It's Crab Diving Monday coming at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. Here a little bit after 2 p.m. Pacific, a little bit after 5 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast, if that's where your ear holes are taking us in. We appreciate you listening to us. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours live, tickling your ear holes live. And I can't hear, but I know I'm going out. It's my own fuck up here.
Fucking helicopters just flying through our stupid goddamn neighborhood.
My name's Patrick Vile. I'm going to fix my headphones.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. By the way, there's your coffee. There wasn't not enough water in there. Are you trying to conserve?
Oh, really?
In the teapot, yeah. Oh, no problem. How's everybody doing? Thanks for tuning in to all the refugees floating around somewhere in the Indian Ocean.
So sad, yeah.
Some horrible part of the world. We're sorry for you. I hope you're listening.
More of these refugees that are just trying to get to better places. Man, I'm surprised. Good thing Texas is connected to the rest of the country, right? Because all the people trying to get the hell out of Texas before Obama takes over.
Oh, yes.
Would be considered refugees.
Yeah, see, those people in the boats floating around from Burma, right? They're from Burma?
I think. Is that where the capsize
They're
was?
Truly oppressed. You people in Bastrop? Was it Bastrop, Texas?
Bastrop, Texas.
Nothing's happening to you. You fat-ass pear-shaped dickheads can still shuffle on down to Walmart and buy your widgets.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
Who cares what you believe?
If you listen to Friday's show, ladies and gentlemen, go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, and you can download us as a podcast. We talked about, and we actually played the clips of that horrific, some kind of a town hall or something like that in Bastrop, Texas, where they are pissed off, unhappy that they've been designated as the enemy in the upcoming Jade Helm 15 exercises, which of course
Jade Helm 15 Sharia compliant,
of course, is the Black Schwantz of Obama.
There's a weird buzz in the
tyranny
show.
I can hear a weird
buzz. It's very strange. What's going on? It sounds like we're being attacked by mosquitoes.
I don't know what to talk about.
We need a Kickstarter for some new shit. I have some things that are I bought some of this shit from a yard sale anyway. But continuing on that thought, fuck you, Texas. And also, the Crabs would like to extend their heartfelt sympathies to, what's her name? What was the chick's name from the Brady Bunch? Florence Henderson. God, no. She's in the news. She finally came clean and talked about how she contracted crabs early in her life from a former mayor of New York City. I put the story on crabdiving.com/Facebook.
Which
no, wait. Facebook.com/crabdiving.
Was it Ed Koch?
I don't know. I don't remember. I just remember that it was funny. I don't remember which mayor. It probably would be good to share.
I don't know. I don't remember seeing that. But it's on our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving.
And fuck you, George Zimmerman.
And a big fuck you to George Zimmerman, which I'm sure is probably one of the headlines that's going on out there. I guess he's not actually the shooter.
Oh, yes.
This time.
Oh, he got shot.
He's the recipient.
Do you feel bad for him?
Fuck no. I don't feel bad about George Zimmerman. No. Kind of about anything. But he was, I guess they're saying that he was riding in a car and it's some kind of road ragey kind of dealio, some kind of road rage accident and, or I mean, incident. And I, you know, the details are coming out. It just fucking happened this morning.
But he's an asshole.
One of the reports I read said that the guy that did the shooting,
fuck you.
And what happened was he shot into a car, I guess, and the glass hurt poor Georgie. The glass shattered from the gun.
Hurt his big fucking face.
This guy said that George was waving a gun around. And that's why he shot.
God.
I don't know if that's true or not. That's one of the reports I read of the gazillion reports that are running around out there already.
A bag of dicks to George Zimmerman, right?
Giant bag of phalluses.
He sucks.
To George Zimmerman.
Right. We don't know why. What do you worry about the buzzing still?
Yeah, I'm looking around.
Too.
I can hear it. I haven't touched a thing since our last show, ladies and gentlemen, so we apologize. If you all can hear that, you could probably hear that buzz. We've got the outfeed going.
We
right
do apologize, but keep in mind, you are getting this for free.
Fuck yeah. Yes. What do you want, quality?
Yeah, I mean.
The hell?
we're better than a lot of stuff you have to pay for, by the way. Take a listen. Jesus, there's some real shit out there on the internet. That's not free.
There's a lot of craptastic stuff out there that you do have to drop shekels for.
At least we have two thoughts between our fucking ears.
But we have 24/7 streaming stuff for you here. Speaking of thoughts between your ears, I heard a call-in show to Senator Bernie Sanders, who's running for president.
Yay!
And, you know, it's a big-time liberal show that he was on, too. So, you know, the audience is all liberals and stuff, but goddamn, there's some dumb people on our side too. There's some ninnies out there mm-hmm. who are not, I can't say they're not informed because they kind of knew the subjects and everything, but God, maybe they're just assholes. One guy gets on and he's like, you know, I want to know how you're Bernie. I'd like to know, you know, that term socialism, it's really, you know, it's God. Really, they use it as a bad term.
Just look it up, dickhead.
Against you. No, he's agreeing. Yeah, he knows what it means. He's like, he goes, so I'm wondering what your plan is to try to spin the message to those who immediately think that socialism is like saying boy diddler. Not his exact words.
Right.
And a valid question, a good question, right?
How do you handle stupid?
And but then he goes on, this caller goes on for like 5 minutes telling Bernie what he should do. Here, what I think you should do is, you know, he answers his own question. And he knows how to run Bernie's campaign, this asshole calling into the talk radio.
Right.
And he's all like, you should, you know, spin the message as FDR. Talk about FDR. Don't let him talk about socialism. Talk about FDR and
who are you going to talk to FDR to?
Him about? And Lincoln.
I mean, who? Really? Do you know the mentality of some of the people that are allowed to go in a voting booth and pull a lever?
All of them.
I mean, they think Texas is being invaded by Obama.
Oh, my God. I know. I know.
Talk to him about FDR. I mean, it's...
We've got cheers to our listeners, by the way. Thanks for spreading love and sharing the crabs.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere in the wee cockles of the evening, I think it was last night, we passed 4,000...
Oh, I saw that!
...likes on our Facebook page. There might be a meme flying soon. Although, since we missed the actual moment... You can hit it 4,000 times. This is one for each thousand.
One for each thousand. It's not even that loud, really. If you listen back to the show, you can barely hear it.
Oh, really?
It sounds like I'm hitting a spoon. It's not that bad. Don't worry.
It's a tiny little gong. It's a, what is that? Maybe 8 inches?
Oh, yeah. of pure gong.
I'll have to put it up against half my dick and see.
What
the,
up?
So thanks to all our listeners and to the Facebook humans who are taking up in the conversations that are going on there and all the fights just that are going on there occasionally.
Viva la resistance!
Like a real white zit occasionally, and a troll will pop up on our literally very white zit because you know, I mean, we don't really have.
We're white.
Well, and but the troll's on our page, right?
Oh, yes.
There's no way anything but angry white male.
Oh, totally. You know...
Oh, we've had a couple
This is the first time we've revealed our race on the show.
No, it's so not. All they have to do is listen to our music tastes.
Oh, yeah.
And our movies.
No. I don't think... You know, I like music outside of my race. I listen to music that's played by non-whites all the time.
As do I.
Right. So our music doesn't necessarily reflect our ethnicity.
Correct.
By the way, should we turn it off and on and then start? It's because it's still making that crackling. Does that make a difference? It's all, turning it off and on has made a difference ever since I had an Atari back in the early 90s.
Will you
start over and restart? Like if we restart anything, will it make the crankly crackle sound go away?
I don't think though. Something's
a bad wire or something
over there. Yeah, we need to start plugging and unplugging wires and shit. And oh, well, there you go.
Is that better?
Oh wait, now I can't. I don't know if it's better, but it just killed my headphones. There's a whole bunch of shit going on here, ladies and gentlemen. We're sorry for dragging you into our tech problems.
Yeah, I apologize. Sorry.
Here's a little bit of let's get to the headlines, and we'll just have to deal with the crackle right now.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the crab diving news studios high atop the crab diving tower, ladies and gentlemen, it is the headlines here. We like to see what's going on the commie pinko liberal. I'm sorry, I jumped on your line. I was.
Do you want it or something? You can have it.
No, I'm okay. Okay. I don't want to hear from your agent.
I'd love to hear from an agent. Anybody, by the way, if you're an agent out there, you want to hear from me at Rated R Comedy or at Vile Experience.
The headline over on the liberal Huffington Post on this May the 11th, 2015 is temp rises on torture officials. Not exactly sure what that means.
It's getting hot in here. So take off all your clothes.
The Obama administration faces mounting pressure to answer for torture.
Fuck off.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
America.
Them too, goddammit. And drones. Knock it off with the drone shit. The Obama administration, it says, is facing renewed pressure to answer for its track record on torture. After its relative calm following the release of the Senate's torture report.
Right.
That didn't sound really good.
No, the torture report was horrible. How about that anal rehydration?
Yeah, right.
Is it anal rehydration or dehydration? And why is it, if it's rehydration? But why re? It's
because they stopped eating and drinking. They're on a hunger strike and a no water strike.
Oh, I see.
So they, you know, we ram it up their ass.
God, good for us.
Which reminds me, over on, I was listening to one of the other great shows here on the network that streams 24/7, crabdiving.com/live. The Democracy How podcast with Sean Donovan.
At the end of the day, you're another day older.
It was talking about, you know, exactly what you're talking about. And, I wrote down a quote that I was going to use maybe for a meme sometime or something.
Meme.
He said, a government that is not fascist does not non-consensually butt feed people.
Consensually, anyway, let's explore that
I love,
idea.
No, he I said mean, non. I love yes, the way he put that in there.
Not consensual.
Because a government that is not fascist, maybe consensually, they'll butt feed you. But they do not non-consensually butt feed people.
God.
I thought that was a great quote.
That is a great quote. That's t-shirtable.
Yeah. Go to crabdiving.com. Go to iTunes. Go to Stitcher to listen to Democracy How.
Love that show.
A podcast.
Please.
Florence Henderson.
Did you see the story?
Is over here. somebody I don't even know. This is back in the 1840s. This is Mayor John Lindsay.
Who the fuck is that?
Exactly. I don't know.
Mayor John Lindsay.
I think this is way before our times, but that's who gave her. Oh, well, I mean, this is about us. It gave her the crabs.
Absolutely.
Unexpectedly contracted pubic lice.
Or expectedly. Like, how would you? Oh, God, I just as expected. Look at all these crabs on my dick. Oh,
I don't know. Some people, you look at them and you might be like,
I'm going to get it anyway.
Yeah,
who cares?
I'm gonna get something.
Yeah.
After a little, quote, a little fling with former New York Mayor John Lindsay.
What, you know, is it that? Is John Lindsay dead?
He's got to be.
Please let him be dead.
I would assume you don't.
By the way, his grandchildren just love Florence Henderson for bringing that up in an interview.
He is. He's no longer with us. Yeah, exactly.
Why doesn't she just take that to the fucking grave? No offense, Florence, but God.
That's true. Nobody at the middle school is going to remember John Lindsay. Was, you know, oh, your grandfather was a congressman. That's great. And mayor of New York City. And now everybody
gave Florence Henderson crabs.
Oh, yeah. Your granddad had little scratchy things down in his crotchal area.
That's probably the most famous person he has ever been with, John Lindsay. I mean, Florence Henderson.
We don't
know
what he was bringing in back in the day.
Yeah. And by the way, Florence, how do you know you didn't give John crabs?
That might have been back in Brady Bunch days. That might have been, she might have been A-list in it back then.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. Florence Henderson. No. I agree with you. She was a huge star of like Julia Roberts proportion back in the day, right?
I don't know about going that
No,
far.
Dude, I mean, Florence Henderson, right?
Well, television.
Yeah.
Sure.
She was
but other than Mama Brady, what are we talking?
I don't know. But that show's so iconic.
Exactly. Begin.
I don't know. Oh, God.
And that had to kind of suck for her because, I mean, isn't Brady Bunch back in the day, like before all the really good deals for production and the before agents and managers and everything?
Yeah.
Were able to negotiate those deals. So, I mean, my point is, I don't know that she's getting a shit ton of money for Brady Bunch running 47 times Nickelodeon.
No. But I'm just saying her star power might have been similar to that of Julia Roberts back in the day. I mean, I agree with you. She probably didn't make shit on the Brady Bunch, evidenced by the fact that she's still doing shit now.
I think Alice.
Right.
Far more famous.
Absolutely. Like Julia Roberts, she doesn't do shit. I mean, you know, lately, do you see her in the news or working at all? Because she's already made money. How old is she? Like 25? Already retired.
Julia Roberts? I think she's pushing the 50, actually. I think. She hasn't really done that much recently.
I don't know.
But anyway.
I don't give a shit, really.
So
I mean, no offense, Julia Roberts.
That's that headline is a mere 3 or 4 inches away from the major political headlines. So I guess it is a big deal. George Zimmerman here involved in a Florida shooting we just covered.
Huge.
Let's see if there's any new news on
it. Does George Zimmerman do anything else other than involve himself in various and sundries acts of violence and shootings? And does he do anything good?
This inexplicable that something like this would happen in or near Orlando.
God, that Florida. If I was in charge of Florida, I would put Zimmerman on. I would say, who wants to take this guy? I will give another state.
Oh, you want to trade him?
I'll give another state money to get this asshole out of my fucking state. He's dangerous. It's like you said on Facebook. Chaos follows this tremendous asshole. He's a child murderer.
He was shot at once by the man. Apparently, it was a road rage incident. with a man who had argued with him in September. In the early argument that also took place in somewhere called Lake Mary, Florida.
Right. I've never been there.
Does that help you at all?
No, it sounds like a complete shithole.
Oh, that's the one. I think we reported this. Go to crabdiving.com for past episodes. Think we talked about this. That's when he threatened to kill the guy.
Oh, yeah, that time.
When Zimmerman threatened to kill the guy.
That was funny.
Initial reports are saying that Zimmerman was shot, but then they said it was broken glass and other debris that had sprayed Zimmerman. like a bukkake from Iceman.
Yes.
he was treated and released from hospital. They say from a hospital.
Oh, okay. Is this a Brit paper reporting on this?
British. No.
Do you Britishize things?
I Britishized it a little bit.
You are an Anglophile.
Madonna can fucking do it, so I can.
Madonna is British.
Well, she lives there now.
Oh, wait. She made me think she is.
Well, she is now.
Madonna, alive or dead?
Alive.
Okay.
Very much so, I think. In fact, I've got before we head over to, we see what the dummies are thinking.
Fuck off. Dummies.
We've got my computer's going fucking nuts. Oh,
I can't tell you.
My number lock was off. So I was trying to hit buttons and nothing was happening.
Why? Let me ask you something in all seriousness.
Story of my life.
In computers. why did you have to turn off and on the number lock key? Why? 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 What is the value in having it locked so you can't use it?
Frequently, the number pad doubles it for other applications as like arrows or games and shit moving up, down, left,
games.
Right. Well, you know, it's very important.
I got to live my life around gamers.
Yeah. Well, no. Actually,
number lock.
That's all they're doing.
Well, but dude, sometimes I go over there to type some numbers in on the number pad, and it's just I look over, like, oh, nothing's coming up. I've been typing for 30 minutes now. Fuck off. Oh, I hate that. Right. Makes me nuts. Just leave the number lock pad all the time, Bill Gates.
I've got a story. This one is just this one's probably just for me, so I don't give a shit. Everybody that's listening, fuck y'all.
Close your browsers.
It's just so British. It's just funny as fuck. This is Hello. From the Grimsby Telegraph.
What? It's funny. Grimsby. Grimsby.
Just before. Oh, this is a court case.
Right.
Has been settled.
Carry on.
And what happened was,
Governor,
just before 2:30 a.m. on April 25th, a police car, which was traveling towards Lock Hill Roundabout, noticed a dark-colored vehicle approximately 100 meters in front. It was traveling with no lights.
Was it?
And a large piece of debris came away from the car, which appeared to be the fragments of a bumper or tire with a Y.
Why?
They spell tire with a Y over there.
Why the fuck did
T-Y-R-E?
They do that?
They had it first, probably.
Right. They invented tires.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they didn't have it first.
Pip, pip.
Wheel.
We invented the wheel.
The officer then noticed one of the tires was fully deflated and radioed the control room.
Hello?
He noticed the car was swerving from side to side, and there was only one person in the car. Further fragments.
No!
Fell off the vehicle. So this car is swaying back and forth with pieces of the car flying off.
This sounds like my car.
And, well, it had whacked something.
Oh.
And the front tire was blown.
No.
The police car turned on its flashing lights and followed for a further 100 meters, but there was no reaction from the driver. The vehicle collided with a lamppost near Ribby Square, which caused it to stop.
Meet me at Ribby Square.
The officer said the driver looked shocked.
Of course.
And stunned. And his face appeared to be covered in a black substance, which looked like boot polish.
What? Somebody said blackface?
Blackface.
What's wrong with that fucking car then?
Drunk off his ass and in blackface. Damage to one of the car's wheels was so severe, only around 25% of the tire was still attached. The quote, Lord, son of Earl of Yarborough.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Was pulled over in Grimsby at nearly three times the legal drink drive limit.
No.
With his face smeared in boot polish.
Why? Okay, I know why he was drunk, because he's drunk. I get that. But why? What's up with the boot polish?
The defendant, whose face appeared to be covered in boot polish, told the officer, I do feel I have been rather foolish.
Oh. God, I love the British.
Yeah, how fucking British. This guy's drunk off his balls.
Very foolish.
With blackface, smashed into something.
Hello.
He's still driving on what's left of his tire.
Right.
And the most he's got to say to the policeman is, I do think I've been rather foolish.
Why didn't he take a lorry?
Because he's drunk.
Oh, okay.
His barrister or solicitor or whatever.
The barrister!
Tried to play up the defendant. So this is like minor royalty. This is the Lord, son, Earl of Yarborough.
Right.
He blew three times the legal limit.
Oopsie.
His lawyer said, talked about his charity work in Kenya and Singapore.
Okay, that's always weird. Okay, you do all this great shit. So why all of a sudden are you just like a fucking hazard on the road, if that's the case? That makes it even more perplexing to me.
And that he's in the process of setting up his own fashion newspaper in London.
Oh, right.
Daddy, may I set up a fashion newspaper?
You know, if I'm on trial for some weird DUI, and for whatever reason, I guess I'm not explaining, I was in blackface when I ran into a lamppost, do you bring up the fact that, listen, I don't know, I'm busy developing a fashion magazine.
Right.
What does that have to do with anything? It makes you sound like an asshole.
His lawyer said he recently set up a newspaper called the Soho Review and is working exceptionally long hours to set the paper up from scratch. I ask you impose a heavy fine rather than a community order, because he sees the real punishment as the conviction.
I love this guy. I love this guy. Listen, you can't throw me in jail. I'm in the middle of putting together this fashion magazine.
Right.
It's going to change the world.
Soho Week Review.
And by the way, I donate money to Kenya.
Fuck judge, off. Deputy District Judge David Purcell none of it, however, and issued a 12-month community order, which means a shit ton of community service.
Off with his head.
For Worsley.
Does he get flogged or beaten?
Lord George Worsley, 24 years old.
Yeah. Little old Fauntleroy.
Fauntleroy?
Fauntleroy.
I thought you said Fuckleroy.
No. I think Little Lord Fauntleroy is a famous literary character.
So he was issued that. He's got to do 120 hours of unpaid work.
Uh-huh.
Also disqualified from driving for 28 months.
No!
Ordered to pay £85 in costs. A £60 victim surcharge and £150.
Is that a lot?
In criminal costs.
That's not a lot, is it?
85, 160, 145, and 150, 295.
£295?
£295.
Was it?
Is
500?
Yeah, over 500, I think.
God, that's nothing.
It's about £150.
That is nothing. You know what a DUI costs you here in L.A.?
Oh, shit tons.
10 G's.
Yeah.
Probably.
Shit tons here in the United States of America. So,
you're going to drive drunk? Go to England, right?
Not,
that's
not
what
really.
I learned from this fucking story.
Not really a headline. I just thought, you talk about privilege, like white privilege here.
White? He's white as fuck.
Oh, my God. And he's royalty.
Yes.
Lord Grimsby. No, that's where he was pulled over. Lord Worsley.
What do you say when you're getting arrested for running? You're drunk. You're in blackface. Again, we did not learn why
he
was in
blackface.
We don't know
about the blackface.
It's kind of the most interesting part of the
story
to me.
Seriously, the Grimsby Telegraph is remiss in its reporting.
Maybe this happens a lot.
Because, yeah, right. Who knows what goes on in Grimsby?
If I get drunk tonight, Make sure all the black shoe polish in the house is gone.
Maybe that's what they do at night in Grisby. They all...
I want to be black.
They all drive around in blackface.
Maybe he wasn't. Maybe he was trying to shed his white privilege. This is how else would you do it? He's trying
to relate.
I'm turning myself into a black man, right. Papa.
See, I knew you'd pull me over.
I renounce my white privilege. Yeah, you see, he's making a fucking point.
He was doing a study to see if racial profiling is happening in Grimsby.
That's like the guy from The Who. He was doing a study. He wasn't into that child porn shit he was looking at on the internet.
He does.
Dumbass.
I've got a story. We've got, since we're in dumb crime, before we get over to dumb people and go to the Drudge Report and see what the headlines are there.
It's our show.
This is a man who was traveling from China to Tibet via train.
Oh, shit.
The officers were carrying out routine checks on passengers. How much fun must that be?
Lovely. I'm going to have to pat you down.
When they decided the man was behaving very strangely.
Give him an anal cavity search!
So, excuse me.
God bless you, Governor.
They asked him to take a urine test. Apparently.
Yummy.
It's pretty... your civil rights over in China.
You're on a train.
You can say drop and pee.
Oh, gross.
His test showed up traces of morphine. Officers searched him, though, and could find no drugs. However, he finally fessed up that he was smuggling a small amount of heroin, taking it with him.
Right.
And he had it hidden in his foreskin.
How big is his foreskin? I mean, what can you get in there? I have a small Asian child in me dick skin.
Right.
In me anteater, I've got a Taiwanese girl.
So,
and the paperclip.
That's really all the information I've got on this guy.
What else do you need to know?
What else? Who cares?
Guy's got fun drugs in his dick.
A guy was trying to smuggle drugs in his dick.
I've got ecstasy in me pee hole.
A picture of the man was shared with the South China Morning Post.
Right.
Which, according to a translation of the tweet, appears to tell the same foreskin tale as the Telegraph. This was in the Telegraph.
That's got to be kind of funny. Do you think when the guy's peeing, he's like, oh, God, maybe I can keep this heroin concealed in my foreskin until I'm done pissing. Maybe. And there it falls.
God, maybe that's why it tested positive for morphine, because he pissed around the...
Oh, yeah.
He had to piss around it, right? I mean, unless they didn't watch him.
Right. Is this on YouTube? Can we see exactly what happened?
I don't think the actual urine test is on YouTube.
Because that's funny. If you went to pee in a cup and actually, literally, fucking heroin falls out of his dick.
Ting, 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 ting. Let's dumb it down. Dumb it down. Dial your brains back.
Hello.
Think a racist... Anti-homo, right. Anti-Islam.
Let me apply the shoe polish to me face.
Anti-woman. Anti-old people. Anti-poor people.
What kind of party must this guy have been at? Is this royalty dude before he got drunk and drove through London?
I really want to know about the blackface. I think we need to do some follow-up.
Yes, crab diving follow-up.
That would be kind of funny. We should we need to start getting a little more journalistic. We should email... The Grimsby Times or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah.
And say, hey, you know, hello, we're journalists from the United States, and we're wondering about a follow-up on what's with the blackface. Right.
Guy's like, oh, a couple of Yanks want to know why he's in blackface. Yeah. We're all racist, that's why.
The headline, there's a photograph, former President Bill Clinton driving a golf cart. with a friend and a kid. And
right.
Looking like he's having a good old time.
Where's
his
cigar?
All it's in the humidor. The human humidor.
Right.
It says, all in the family, what to do with Bill?
Give him a job!
The campaign dilemma. It leads to the Washington Post, to an op-ed, I believe, no, in the politics session. It says, Clinton campaign dilemma, what to do with Bill. The scene, they're saying, that unfolded here last week as Bill Clinton convened world leaders for a philanthropic conference. Was hardly what his wife's Champion for Everyday Americans campaign would have ordered up. Right. So they're shitting on, you know what they're trying to do is they're trying to shit on the Clintons because the Clintons are you know, coming out with this populist, we're for everyday people, but they're not everyday people. But they're not everyday people, and we don't expect them to be everyday people.
None of these people running for president are everyday
right.
people.
But if the policies they want to enact and want to vote for help everyday people,
yes,
I give fuck all how much
fuck all
they've got in their bank account.
Right. I mean, who do you want? I mean, it's just that's the way it works over here.
Right,
it's just the way it works. We have celebrities run for office. I don't know what to tell these assholes. You want a normal guy? The guy down the street? You want him to be in charge of all the nukes? Go ahead.
I mean, they're trying to, you know, Mitt Romney, they're trying to paint them as out of touch. Now, just because you're rich doesn't mean you're necessarily out of touch. Mitt fucking Romney is the goddamn poster child
yeah.
for out of fucking touch. That idiot last week, if you go to our Facebook, remember he made that comment about... like he has no idea of the racism that's going on.
Of course you don't.
Here in America. Doesn't understand.
Wait, he's not affected by racism.
It's just so profoundly moronic and
yes.
insulated. But the Clintons, though they are making $500,000 a pop at speeches, that doesn't necessarily mean that they've forgotten what it's like to be po-po or poor. Not the po-po.
Right.
But just po.
Sure.
And again, I don't fault them. The Kennedys were money falling out of every hole in their bodies.
Yes, and they, you know.
But they were liberal as fuck.
Absolutely.
And enacted very liberal shit.
Right. I mean, I think Mitt Romney, as a goodwill gesture, if he wants to run for office again, if he ever wants to do that again, he should do it in blackface.
Right.
Just so he knows what it feels to not be white.
Exactly.
And privileged.
And then he'll be pulled over.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who, by the way, who is not out of touch running for president? Ted Cruz?
Well, again.
Mike Huckabee?
Right. No, nobody, there's no sewer worker.
Yeah.
You know, there's no Ralph Cramden
I mean,
running for
That's like that. The people think they want a buddy, like a normal fucking guy to be president, like George Bush was. A guy you could have a beer with, sure. A guy you could have a beer with, a guy that could lie us into wars, doesn't read emails, planes fly into buildings. That's what happens.
Who
stupid.
Who crawled out of a rich vajayjay.
Right. Hello.
George Bush wasn't, you know, wasn't broke ass going to an inner city school as a kid.
Look at me, Rich Clam.
Got in the fucking Harvard.
Yes.
A moron, a coke fiend, and a drunkard.
Right. He ran our country.
And I'm not disparaging coke fiends and drunkards.
No, wouldn't please. All of you, listen to crabdiving.com and all of our subsequent programming.
I'm just saying he was one.
Yeah, he is not a normal guy. All these fuckers are out of touch. Yes, they're all weird people because, you know, they're famous and shit. I don't know what to tell you.
So this story is Washington Post is basically shitting on the Clintons. They're like, well, what do you do with Bill?
Bill's like,
what do you do with Bill?
Bill's like, you want to shit on me? Go ahead.
But I guess they don't know what to do as far as how to what to have him do for the.
What do you mean?
For the campaign.
Go out there and talk to people. People love Bill. People love Bill Clinton.
Love the fuck out of Bill Clinton.
Absolutely. And you know what's going to be the greatest thing when Hillary Clinton's president, when she has to appoint a new Supreme Court justice?
Unless Bernie takes her down?
Yeah. Bill Clinton.
Oh, and Boom. Barack Obama.
And Barack Obama on the court,
oh,
y'all.
Oh, my God. How fucking cool is that Supreme Court now?
Oh, God. I like it. You know what? I like it because it will piss everyone off. That's why I like it.
Yeah. And
for the main reason.
The music will be great.
The what?
You know, the music will be great in the chambers.
Why?
Bill Clinton and Barack Obama?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot Bill was a
saxophone.
Jazz. Oh, that's right. What does Barack play?
He listens to
guitar,
nothing, but he listens to, you know, he listens to music.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of music this is too. That's the story in the Post. That's the headline on the Drudge Report. Because, yes, you know, we're only 18 goddamn fucking years away from this stupid election.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
But already they're pooping in their hands and throwing it at Hillary.
Right.
As much as they can.
Yes.
Up in the upper... Drudge is upset.
Yes.
There's a black person talking about race. Empire creator Lee Daniels attacks Hollywood.
No, no.
I hate white people writing for black people.
Right, me too.
He says it's so offensive. Having said that, we're available for.
We've written lines
writing on
in scripts that would be said by black people.
Well, yeah.
So I guess he would hate us.
Well, but I don't think he's. I think he's talking about.
Is it Lee a
like
guy?
If Lee Daniels, yeah,
is a guy.
Like if Empire
right
was completely staffed by white people, I think he takes issue.
I think we'd be so good writing on Empire anyway.
So who, us?
Yes.
Oh yeah, we'd be.
I want to write some cookie lines.
I don't think you can. I don't think you have to. I think no. I think she ad-libs a lot of that shit. She said that the Boo Boo Kitty, which is like one of her famous lines now.
Yeah. Is that hers?
She said that. Yeah.
Oh, really? That's awesome. On some level, that's awesome. But on another level, it's like, you know what? If you're the big star of the show, can you relax and quit bragging about what you wrote yourself? Well, it's kind of disparaging to the fucking writers.
It almost sounds like they let them go a little bit. Like, especially at the end of a scene, like they'll let them... Let the actors finish it out, or whatever, and you can always cut where the actual dialogue was.
Sure.
But if you want to end the scene and somebody's walking away and you want to, you know, slip them an asshole or something.
Sure.
Line. not hand them your asshole. I mean, call them an
right
asshole.
Here, right after this line. I'm going to slip you my asshole. Just
right.
Be cool
don't
about
tell
it.
Tell anybody.
Yeah.
It's a little hairy.
Yeah, but really, it always rubs me the wrong way when I hear actors say, "Oh yeah, a lot of those lines I thought of myself." Yeah, maybe you thought of one, but a bunch of other people are writing everything else you say, so quit being an asshole.
And the whole story.
It's not cool.
Right.
You know? Oh, yeah. And the story, and where I am, and the context of everything. You didn't create that. You created one fucking line.
Right.
You're a genius.
Having said that, if I'm a writer on a network show, I can be really shut up with all the money.
Oh yeah, that's true. I don't give a shit. I don't want to be poor anymore. You know,
that's a joke in Hollywood. How do you shut up white writers? You just stuff $100 bills in their mouths.
Yes, or dollar bills, any kind of bill.
Well, we're at the dollar bill section right now.
Put it in my pile.
We're taking change still.
Yeah, I'm choking on quarters.
I don't know what this is on the Drudge, but it says. I'm just checking the link before I click on it to make sure it's not Breitbart or WND.
Oh,
or,
shit.
No, it's to Reuters. Superbug.
Super.
Drug-resistant superbug strain of typhoid.
Super.
Is spreading worldwide.
Oh, shit. Typhoid.
An antibiotic resistance. Resistant.
La resistance.
Superbug strain of typhoid fever is spread globally.
Oh, no. That's the worst.
Driven by a single family of the bacteria called H58.
Man, fuck that. That sounds horrible.
74 scientists in 24 countries involved in the research. You get typhoid by drinking or eating contaminated matter.
Gross.
Symptoms include nausea, fever, abdominal pain, pink spots on the chest.
Oh, shit.
Untreated. It can lead to complications in the gut and head and can prove fatal in up to 20% of patients.
Damn, that sucks. Boy, what's up with, why does God let that happen, huh?
This next sentence just proves why humanity maybe doesn't deserve to continue on. Shit.
Kate, go bring us drinks.
Vaccines are available.
Okay.
Although due to limited cost effectiveness... not widely used in poorer countries.
It's cheaper to let fuckers die. That's horrible.
Due to limited cost effectiveness.
I mean, what does that even mean?
Nobody's going to make money on it. Therefore, why do it? Let them fucking die.
But it'll save all those people's lives.
But we're not going to make money on it.
Nobody cares. It's too bad some white people don't have typhoid. Ooh, we'd save them so quick.
Exactly. This new strain, they're saying, is displacing other strains.
Great.
And, you know, this isn't going to hit Beverly Hills.
But if it did, Jenny McCarthy would be like, yeah, don't take a vaccination.
Just like if Viagra stopped working.
Oh, fuck that. There'd be rioting in the streets.
There'd be no more war.
There'd be so many.
Every country would be focusing right on the technology. Get us back our boners.
Older women in the country are like, I'm so fucking glad we're finally yeah, done with this Viagra right shit. Horrible.
Ban Viagra.
Please ban it. Oh, my God. This lunatic has a boner all day.
We do have breaking news.
For these.
Fuck that. The breaking news.
Mainstream media.
New England Patriots. Tom Brady. Cheating scumbag.
Yes. Has committed Harry Carey.
Has not committed Harry Carey. Will be suspended.
Oh.
For, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4. 4?
Is that 5?
4.
Nein.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Something
like that. 4.
I have no idea.
Games.
That's a lot.
For using underinflated footballs.
But that's a lot, right? That's like, it's 4 whole games.
4 games out of, yeah. Yeah.
So
that's
this,
a quarter of the.
So this is serious. Season.
Yeah, it's fucking serious. I mean, it's not, you know, career ending or anything like that, but it's a little bit more than a slap on the wrist, I would think.
Right.
Because that is, you know, he's their big kahuna.
I mean, his reputation is marred.
True. And there's going to be a lot of people who want to slap an asterisk on that fucking Super Bowl now.
Absolutely. Slap asterisks at every.
Like Barry Bonds kind of shit. Yeah. Slap an asterisk on that.
Well, I mean, you know, if he brought them a championship because of cheating, which it sounds like he did, I mean, that's.
Not in the Super Bowl. They were. Everybody was keeping an eye on those balls during the Super Bowl, but this was the playoff before.
Sure, where, man.
I mean, even though they bitch slapped the Colts,
they're wicked cheaters.
It's still ain't cool.
Right.
And I guess they'd been accused of that shenanigans before. And Bill Belichick has been
caught
with shenanigans before.
They
so
don't care.
Yeah.
It's so great, too, because these Boston sports fans are such assholes about their teams. I love it. I love it. Ha 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 ha. Says a bitter Cubs fan.
Bitter, angry Cubs fan.
Fuck everyone.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Now you're up to date on what the headlines are on both the HuffPo and the DrudgePo.
I love that, there's two one headline is like there's a bunch of people just dying on some boat somewhere, some horrible hell cruise from Burma, but also Deflategate.
Oh, that's the breaking news.
That's the big story.
And
oh, no,
in
not,
fact,
not our Super
now
Bowl.
Now in Huffington Post.
Oh, shut up.
Picture,
really?
All the headlines have been replaced. Now it says suspended with a picture of Brady. Actually doing a little duck facey kind of thing, I think, in this picture. There you go.
He looks like he has permanent duck face. You ever notice that? Like his face looks like it's going into a funnel.
He might.
You know who also has that?
That's from Munchin' on Giselle Bundchen.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Bacon's face looks like that, too. They both have weird permanent duck face. Absolutely.
2 degrees Kevin Bacon.
Right.
Okay. I'll bite. Wild boar falls through ceiling of mall in China.
Been there, done that.
A wild boar fell through the ceiling of a children's clothing store in Hong Kong.
What?
According to the South China Morning Post, the incident resulted in a 4-hour standoff with police.
Was the boar in blackface?
Naturally.
Oh, yeah.
It was in whiteface.
Yeah.
It's not clear how the boar got into the mall in the first place.
Yeah.
They're common in Hong Kong, though, and can often be seen wandering around in the hills. Somehow the boar made it into the ceiling by climbing up a ladder in the back room of the shop.
Oh, my fucking God.
And then punched a hole in the corner of the false ceiling into on top of an elevated display case, and then proceeded to run around the store, knocking over mannequins in the process.
I'm trying to put myself from the point of view of the boar. I mean, this must be crazy, because he went up the fucking ladder, right, to, he thought there was food up there, obviously, Do you think?
I guess.
And then what? The next thing you know, you're running around a goddamn children.
Oh, this video is going on our YouTube and everything, because at first it's just the boar's ass end hanging out of the hole, and now the boar has made it out and is running along the top of the display case. Oh, now he's down knocking shit over.
I tell you, he really looks confused when he first...
Oh, that poor thing. He's terrified. He's running. He's knocking. He's in the glass case. They had to tranquilize him. There he is, tranquilized and put in a cage. And
damn, did you see him jump over that fence?
I listened. Yeah. So there you go.
Those boars, they're an invasive species in America.
A little bit of when animals get pissed. And unexpected. Right. When animals get pissed.
I tell you, don't fuck with those animals. It's fucking jumped. Did you see how high it jumped?
Yeah. I mean, crazy.
Right. They carry disease.
Quite agile.
Right.
Supple. Supple. They do yoga, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The grand old party is up to their usual bullshittery and shenaniganery.
OP. They suck. Let's be honest.
For some reason, they've been trying to take out this legislation from this latest bill that offers or takes away these predatory lenders from going after military.
Oh, well, that's nice. Right.
For some reason, it says thousands of service members receive short term high interest loans each year because we don't pay anybody in fucking enough.
Right. We just want people to work their fingers to the bone and then slowly just, you know, turn into mulch.
Ridiculous, by the way, interest rates on these. One guy borrowed $485 and 6 months later he had to pay back $1,400. And $28.
Oh my God! Did he borrow it from Tony Soprano? No,
that's what these are. They're 300% or something like that. Sometimes the interest rates that you sign off on.
Oh, what a bunch of assholes.
So I don't know why this is happening, but in late April, the Republicans on the House Armed Service Committee attempted to delay the new rules.
Yes.
But then Tammy Duckworth somehow got it back in.
Duckworth.
And I think she's going to be running for senator, by the way, in Illinois. I believe she's the one who has two prosthetic legs, right? She was the Iraq war pilot who shot down and lost her legs.
She's got bionic legs?
Democrat.
Wow.
She said that they are trying to delay it again. It's almost too difficult to believe that you'd have a member of Congress looking to carry water for the payday loan industry.
Yeah, that is crazy.
And allow them to continue to target, in a predatory fashion, military families.
God damn. Man, that sucks.
And it's this one guy, Representative Steve Stivers from Ohio, is the one who put in legislation blocking these rules for some reason.
So he wants the predatory loan people to still go after veterans.
Stivers has been one of the payday lending industry's favorite members of Congress.
Oh, I see.
Since he took office.
Stivers is a hooah.
Over the 2012 and 2014 cycles, payday loan companies contributed almost $70,000 to his campaign.
Now I see.
Wow. So shitting on veterans is just inexplicable. I don't know how.
I mean, unless they're into it, you know, glass coffee table and all.
Again,
a little Reynolds wrap.
Consensual.
Consensual.
Is the word of the day here on Crab Diving. The word of the day is consensual. There you go. I've got a story. God, I've got a Glenn Beck clip.
Oh,
I don't
my
know
God.
If I should save it or we should just
is it a moment
ahead.
Is it a Glenn Beck
well,
moment?
Well, you know, they're all Glenn Beck moments.
Yeah.
this one is, it's particularly, he's amazing, of course, in his wordsmithery.
It's his voice.
But also it's a visual. The outfit that he's got on in this one.
Good God.
Is really, I don't have it open yet, is what's going to be worth it. But I'll save that till after the bake, till on the other side of the hump.
Oh, man, it's such a tease.
Maybe we've got, I've got a bunch of little stories to get to that we haven't gotten to yet. Do you remember how the satanic church or the satanic temple, that's it.
Right.
Has been going around trying to get these stupid statues.
Yeah, they give out coloring books and all kinds of cool shit. Right,
trying to get the Christians from, and keep them from indoctrinating your kids in public schools.
How do you get one of those erection statues if you want to pay? Do they sell those, or do you have to make that on your own?
What are you talking about?
You know what I mean? The Satanic Church and the different, in one of their city halls, didn't they sue to have a big, gigantic red devil with a boner erected because someone put the Ten Commandments
that
in
meme?
City hall?
That was a rogue adventure. Somebody just snuck out in the middle of the night and put up that that devil with the boner.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if we could order one of those
not
online.
Not officially affiliated. Well, now a member of the Satanic Temple, a woman identified only by the name Mary, is now challenging the state, her ridiculous ninny state of Missouri, because she says the 72-hour waiting period for abortions delaying it violates her religious beliefs.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
She regards the waiting period, quote, as a state-sanctioned attempt to discourage abortion, and therefore plans to challenge the law on religious grounds.
Awesome.
So they're going after the Christo ninnies for being Christo ninnies.
I love it. This is so great. My satanistic beliefs wants me to kill my baby as quickly as possible.
She says the waiting period places unnecessary burden on the religious belief that her body is subject to her will alone. The waiting period interferes with the inviolability of my body, she says, and thereby imposes an unwanted and substantial burden on my sincerely held religious beliefs. Awesome.
That doesn't sound insane at all.
Which, according to Raw Story.
Yes, if eat.
Her statements echo the language of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which Hobby Lobby used to say, we don't want to pay for contraception for the whores that work for us.
God, this Hobby Lobby, man, I forgot all about them. I mean, again, I just want to reiterate who they are. They're a gigantic department store that sells paste and fake apples, and somehow they've injected themselves into our politics. I don't know.
Yeah, they've fucked us and fucked civil rights.
Horrible store, too. Just your store sucks. I've never found anything I needed at a Hobby Lobby. Don't go.
Listen to this bullshit in Missouri. The law that she's challenging requires 3-day wait between the initial appointment, in which time she must undergo counseling.
This is fucking stupid. When are we going to grow up and get rid of counseling?
And these are the kind of places where they close all the clinics they can, and they make it so it's 400 miles away. So you've got to drive 400 miles, get your initial appointment. I don't know where you get your counseling, and then drive back 3 days later for the vacuuming.
Gee, who does the counseling? Is that a kickback thing? I mean, is this
probably some fake Jesus thing? Or, you know, where they're hiding behind it. They're saying they're secular.
Right.
But it's a total Jesus thing. That's been showing up reports all over the place where some of these Christo-fascist places are sending these women who have to go counsel.
Right.
They're sending them to religious-based counseling, pretending to not be.
I think this is a call for atheists. You guys, we have to be less tolerant of these sky god believers. I mean, they're seriously fucking us. a taste of their own medicine, right? That's what this person's doing. I love it.
The Satanic Temple set up a GoFundMe page for her to help pay for her transportation and lodging because she has to travel hundreds of miles to St. Louis, where the state's only abortion provider is located.
Oh, my. Are there a ring of protesters around the fucking building like a bunch of ninnies?
Oh, I'm absolutely sure.
The lowest form of humans protest these abortion clinics. So stupid.
Lucian Greaves, head of the Satanic Temple, said his organization encouraged women to challenge these informed consent laws, which he describes as scientifically dubious and, quote, intended to create guilt.
Scientifically dubious.
So women would decide against abortion.
We're dumb. We're assholes. I can't believe in this country we tolerate that bullshit.
Waiting period is another insulting attempt at making abortion services less available. With a dearth of abortion clinics, some women are made to travel great distance for services, and then that's what, just what we said. He's
a dearth.
They gotta wait 3 days. They have to take time off of work. They have to.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, you might at some point you're like, I might as well have this kid. I'll just have the baby and take it to term. It will be easier.
So sometime soon, apparently Mary is gonna go. Apparently Mary needs to go get an abortion.
Yes.
No, I mean, she does. She's
right.
Not challenging the law.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is about a week and a half ago. I wonder if it's even happened yet or not. But
we should get her to call in.
They're saying Mary plans on delivering the form, an exemption form for the waiting period when she arrives at Planned Parenthood, and that the group will seek legal action if her religious waiver is not respected.
That's awesome. I mean, it's not awesome that she has to deal with that, but.
And these guys are not Satan worshipers. This is the Satanic Temple who's, they don't believe in Satan. They don't believe in God.
Do they do human sacrifices?
They do none of the above.
Come on.
Unfortunate choice of name. Although they chose the name for just that purpose. To immediately nut the panties of whoever they were talking about.
Mission accomplished.
By saying, look, if you want, they're brilliant. They're challenging all these incursions of the theofascists by giving them a little bit of their own medicine. Great. You want to pass out Bibles in school? Awesome. We'll set up right next to you with the atheist handbook and the satanic cookbook.
Well, it shows you that, and you know, whatever, progressives are more intelligent than fucking conservatives. There you go. Don't you think?
There you go.
Right. I mean, honestly.
And now, you know, like especially in Oklahoma, they don't know what to do.
They don't know what to do. They have earthquakes where they used to not.
Because they're, I mean, some of them are just outright saying, some of these legislators who are supposed to uphold the Constitution.
Fuck you.
Are saying, we should be able to put up 10 commandments if we want because there's more Christians and we don't want that satanic shit there.
Jesus.
More of us.
Eat a dick.
Let's see. We've got a story out of our old stomping ground, my hometown.
I'm sorry. I'm just laughing all of a sudden at the idea of Florence Henderson in some interview and be like, you know, I've never really brought this up, but Mayor Lindsay so-and-so.
She's got a book.
It's in a book?
Yeah. Yeah, she's hawking a book. So
God.
They're going for the most salacious details.
What editor did she... The editor's like, listen, Florence, if we're going to sell this book, we need something more. What else do you have? Well, there's one time. God! How horrible.
May have gotten some crabs from...
And for the guy's family, for the mayor's family, if you're his grandkids that are living, do you really need to hear the story about how... Grandpa got crabs from the chick on the Brady Bunch? Jesus Christ. I mean, Florence Henderson. I don't know.
I guess there's some things that probably need to not be shared.
No, she needed to sell that book.
True.
What are you going to do?
This will surprise you, Ryan. An investigation into Chicago police.
Oh, shit.
Shows that they're targeting black and Latinos.
What? Fuck me. Stop the presses.
With these bullshit DUI checks, this is where I get my libertarian on, one of those rare times. These DUI checks are some heinous, goose-stepping, fascist police state bullshit.
Have you ever been through one?
Once in, down in, One of the beaches.
Oh, in the beaches?
Yeah, one of the beaches. Haines, Newport, or what? One of the beaches.
Don't ever go down there if you're going to have a glass of dinner with wine, because you will get pulled over and you probably will get a DUI. That's all those people do down there, that the Manhattan Beach, Redondo area.
They're just plain unconstitutional.
They're trolling.
They're just plain unconstitutional. And
they're scary, too, those checkpoints.
They're dicks, too, a lot of the times.
Because they ask you, have you been drinking or whatever? And, you know, and if you say, yeah, I had one drink, they're going to test you.
That's where you just lie.
You have to lie and say, no, I have not been drinking.
No, sir.
Where are you off to this evening? I'm sorry, am I in Russia?
Please, may I remind the officer, I am white.
Oh, yeah.
If I might. So they did a study, the Chicago Tribune, analyzing Popo data, and they found out that of all these bullshit roadside checks that they send up, these roving fascist points, 84% were in Black or Latino neighborhoods.
That's crazy.
84%.
Come on, guys. You just what the fuck are we doing?
Even if there are a couple of predominantly white communities,
yeah,
that have higher DUI rates.
Absolutely. White people are tremendous drunks.
Jefferson Park, for example, it says, the Northwest Side neighborhood that just happens to be home to about one-fifth of the police force and their families, has one of the highest DUI accident and fatality rates, but has not been visited by a Chicago police force DUI checkpoint in over 5 years.
Okay.
They set them up on Friday or Saturday night, and they set them up near the brown people.
Right. They have them right down here on Vermont and Melrose. They'll put them there. I've seen them there
really?
All the time. Oh, yeah.
Here in L.A.?
Yeah.
Oh, I think.
And you just drive through and they just roll the window down. Have you been drinking? No, I have not. Okay, go ahead. You're white.
Have you seen some of these guys who are deciding to put themselves in peril by vehemently protesting the unconstitutionality of these things? If you go,
that's terrifying.
Go to DUI checkpoint refusal, put that in YouTube. And there's a lot of these guys out there. Spaghetti monster, wrap your noodly appendages around them, because they're they're fighting the good fight, taking on the popo. They'll roll down the instant the window. Sometimes they don't even roll down the window
because you don't have to, right?
Technically,
this is not Russia.
But they roll it down like a tiny little crack or something, and then they say instantly, "Am I being detained?"
Yeah, absolutely.
And if the officer says, "This is a," you know, a checkpoint for DUI. Have you been drinking? Am I being detained? And, you know, that's usually when things kind of go south. I mean, there's a bunch of tapes out there where it works. I mean, some of these police actually realize it. They turn red with rage. Some of them, one guy busts a window.
Oh my God.
Starts to drag the guy out.
Right.
Most of the time that doesn't happen. They get pretty fucking belligerent though. But several times, if the guy handles it correctly and gets the right officer, they call a supervisor. And technically, they're right. The citizen is right. They're not, I don't know. I guess the stupid Supreme Court has somehow found they're okay. But then if you challenge them while they're happening, necessarily, they might have to let you go.
It's intimidating, too. Those checkpoints are intimidating. I mean, I don't give a shit. These cops in L.A., horrible. I mean, I don't mean to generalize, but I mean, they're such assholes when they pull you over. When I got pulled over, it was my air freshener was too large. Uh-huh. Guy was a dick.
Well, that's
probably. And he's got another cop. He stands on the other side of your car with his hand on his gun.
Yeah, I know.
What do you expect? Wait,
what neighborhood are you in?
I was in North Hollywood, right next to Little Tony's on Lancashire and Vineland.
Oh, that's not too ghetto.
No, but I mean, it's intimidating. Yeah.
Here is, it says there are people in Florida. Florida drivers are refusing to talk to police at DUI checkpoints.
Godspeed.
How to refuse a DUI checkpoint. Let's see if we can hear this video. How to refuse a DUI checkpoint. He's just pulling up. He's got his cell phone aimed at the window.
How are you doing, sir? DUI checkpoint? Have you had any alcohol drink tonight? You're not going to answer any of my questions? Sir. Sir. Sir, how are you doing? Is your car in park? Hey, you got a supervisor? You got a supervisor?
Well, this guy is unusual because this guy is just not talking at all. Yeah. Usually, some of them are less than. I'm trying to find another guy here who.
It seems
refuses.
Like when you get a cop that knows what's up, do they just instantly say, "We need a supervisor. I'm not fucking with this today."
Probably.
They should just
yeah.
let you go. They shouldn't have these checkpoints. All it is an income grab. She's getting money.
Oh, absolutely.
Cashing in.
Absolutely. Let's see this one.
Any alcohol to drink?
I don't answer questions.
I'm sorry?
I don't answer those questions.
Okay. Well, I need you to step out of the car for me, please, sir.
Did I commit a crime?
I'm sorry?
Did I commit a crime?
Well, I need to determine whether or not you've been drinking alcohol, and the only way to do that is to have you step out of the car.
Okay, you can ask questions, but I'm not obligated to answer.
Yeah, I was asking questions, and you're refusing to answer them, so what I need to do is get you to step out of the car for me, please.
What's your name and personnel number?
Hey, Sarge! Sarge!
See? Fuck this.
Sarge! That doesn't always happen. Some of these cops go instant ballistic, so...
This is such bullshit. I mean, goddamn. No one should have to do that. It's maddening.
This is just a random... You're driving through. They're doing this to everybody. This is a shakedown.
We're getting fucked by people that are supposed to keep us safe.
Yeah, this is papers, please kind of bullshit.
We need to be kept safe from the cops.
And then some people are, well, you know, it takes drunk drivers off the road, and if you're not doing anything wrong, what do you mind?
Have you seen the lines at those fucking things over in the beaches? Have you seen what it does to traffic when
it's
those
insane.
Assholes are out doing this goose-stepping bullshit?
It turns a neighborhood into a fucking parking lot.
Chicago, that's where that came from. Chicago Tribune, surprisingly finding out that the police neighborhoods, they don't get the DUI checkpoints.
And you know the blood alcohol level. What is it in California, 0.08? If you're above 0.08, you're technically drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that drunk even? I mean, what is that, a glass of wine?
It probably depends on the person.
Yeah.
But the predominantly black Grand Crossing Police District on the south side of Chicago
yes.
is one of two police districts that has the most DUI checkpoints. Grand Crossing Police District also ranks number one for the community with the fewest drunk driving accidents.
So what's up with the checkpoints? They're just trolling.
Some people might say, well, because of the roadside checks, there's less, but, you know.
No, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
Don't be stupid.
It probably also means that they're, looking in the wrong fucking place.
We need our cops to, like, protect us and know and walk around in the community and, like, get to know everyone. We don't need a checkpoint for possible drunk drivers, you know? How many lives have those checkpoints saved, really?
Right.
I mean, ridiculous.
They're all ridiculous. And even these, there's a lot of people complaining in Texas, too, about these.
About living in Texas.
Well, the Homeland Security, I guess they have this ridiculous, I want to say 100-mile cushion that where the border security has jurisdiction. So they set up these, there's like a permanent stop. Papers fucking please stop.
Nine.
Somewhere in Texas. And the residents are like sick of it. The residents have been protesting. They're
oh my God.
I got to drive through a fucking goddamn checkpoint to check my goddamn citizenship.
Because I'm
every
driving.
Every fucking time I drive in 100 miles inside the border of Texas.
This is so stupid.
This isn't near the Rio Grande.
Right. We need less policing, don't we? I mean, really, we need less policing.
What
it's,
happened?
It's killing us.
When those blue assholes in New York, after they turned their back on de Blasio. And
they stopped working?
And we're going to stop working. We're going to stop picking up small crime. Guess what happened? Small crime stopped happening.
Yeah, it was nice.
That much. Yeah.
Thank you. Please stop working.
It's just got to be a from the bottom up a change in the culture of policing in this fucking country.
And also the perception of a cop. I mean, it kind of has to change. I mean, because a lot of people are like, do whatever a policeman says. They're all subservient. They work for us. They work for us.
Right. Hannity. When Freddie Gray was killed. Well, you know, here's a lesson. Just do what the police says. Don't run for the police.
A lesson.
Take a couple of slugs in the back as you're running away. Clearly not a threat. You know, hey, shouldn't have ran.
That big fat ham-faced Hannity, I mean, take a lesson. If anything, the last year or so has taught you as a lesson is be careful of the cops.
And one of his little fucking crotch spawn did the same thing. One of his teenage, turds.
Yeah.
Hannity's kids got into some shenanigans, tried to run from the cops.
Really?
No. What if?
Oh, yeah.
Kids are shitheads.
And what if the cops shot him?
Well, it's not going to happen because he's white, but...
That's true.
Let's try that. Yeah, that's where I'm going. Let's try that stretch and see if... But conservatives can't have empathy. That's asking Hannity to have empathy for another human being, and that's physically impossible for them.
And then that whole idea, too, that puts conservative asshole white people into the... Back when I was a kid, we used to respect the cops and do what they said in the good old days. That puts them in the good old days mode.
Yeah, we used to help them beat the Negroes to death.
We can't do that no more.
Okay, I've got a racism story here. Fun with racism.
All right.
This is Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. That's right. Home of Laverne and Shirley.
And the Brewers.
By the way, speaking of old TV, I don't mean to do this again, but do you remember, I have a trivia question for you. Name the show that the character Snyder used to star on. Snyder, Building Super.
Valerie Bertinelli.
Yes!
And, what's the mom's, the actress's name? I forget
God,
the name
I can't
of the
remember
mom.
Either, but do you remember the name of the show?
No.
One Day at a Time.
There you go.
That show was a huge show.
That
it was
massive.
Showing at the bar at the end of my comedy show last night. It happened to be on the TV. And I just looked up there. There was a bunch of people. I said, name the character on the screen right now. It was Snyder. Crickets. No one knew anything. I show was on from 1978 to 1984.
Well, there you
go. It's a huge show.
Many of the people you were pointing to were still dangling in their father's balls and at that point.
Yeah, you're right. It's like, God damn. One Day at a Time? That was a huge show. Anyway.
In Milwaukee, on May the 1st, the owner of a $2 bar.
Right.
Apparently it's a franchise, $2 of America. Apparently there's a few of them. The manager, Lynn Forthouse.
Lynn Forthouse.
May have been a little overserved. she was visibly intoxicated. She went into a tirade. Or a tirade.
That's so British. She went into a tirade. Was she in blackface?
And started summarily kicking black patrons out of the bar. Screaming that it's too ghetto in here.
Where the fuck is this again? I'm sorry.
Milwaukee.
So dumb.
She was hurling the N-word.
Nice.
And when her bouncers and bartenders were like, all right, that's it. We're out of here. She started swearing at them, screaming at them. Witness described a range of offenses, from telling black customers they were drinking too slow and had to leave.
God damn.
You're too ghetto to be in the bar. She dropped a few N-words.
What?
Well, now, it was pretty quick. It got on social media. And within 24 hours, $2 of America closed her bar, yanked her affiliation.
Oh, man.
They yanked her franchise. We would like to thank the beautifully diverse city of Milwaukee for your patience as we work through the guidelines of our franchise agreement. We are a small family of entrepreneurs with a dream, and it breaks our hearts to close a $2 location. However, the $2 of America was built on a foundation of ethics, values, and integrity. As such, we do everything we can to tenaciously build from that foundation in the pursuit of a safe, satisfying environment for customers and employees.
They have a dream, but their franchisees aren't running around like lunatics screaming the N-word.
Isn't going to call people the N-word.
What the fuck, man? It's
tell
Milwaukee.
Them to drink faster.
It's Milwaukee. It's not in the hills of Alabama or anything.
And 2015.
Isn't Milwaukee like diverse and multicultural and sort of a, I don't know.
There's a neighborhood or two.
Right.
But, again, it's fucking Milwaukee.
Right. What do you mean? It's not like a bastion of culture.
Right.
What was the name of the franchise? $2?
Two bucks?
Never heard of that.
$2 of America. It's a small family. It's probably not many. It's probably like 10, you know. I mean, it's a small grouping. And all of a sudden, they get a call.
Oh, God damn it.
That one of your employees is running around calling people the N-word and kicking them out.
It's too ghetto in here. Hey, fuck off. My God.
Right.
People are paying to drink at your bar. What is your fucking problem?
Fucking charming, huh?
Wasn't that story in South Side of Chicago somewhere? There's a bunch of black people at some bar and some white dude kicked them all out.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it has nothing to do with the bar I used to work at.
Right. Well, you know, you don't have any affiliations with the bar. You're not part owner.
That's why it didn't surprise me at all. This similar story was months ago now. Same thing happened. Bar owner walks in late at night. There was a band playing that had a couple of African-American members of the band.
Shocking.
And apparently, into their white Irish pub, it also brought some black people.
Right.
And apparently the owner, drunk as fuck, came in and shut it down, told the band to stop playing. He did pay them and said there was too many N-words in this place, in my place.
Nice. Well,
I was shocked. I couldn't believe that kind of behavior from that person.
From the South Side of Chicago.
A Chicago policeman.
Oh, my God. Great.
I might add.
Yeah.
Possibly former.
Congratulations. Oh, yeah.
Maybe not.
Former cop?
I think maybe not former.
I'd like to congratulate the police force on a banner couple of years of...
And a relative.
Oh, yes.
Of some significant players in Chicago. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He was connected.
The machine.
Connected. More fun with racism. This happened last week, and we didn't play it on Friday. But there's now a follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
From... one of your old home states, Georgia.
Fuck you.
Stone Mountain, Georgia?
Oh, yeah. Stone Mountain.
Do you know where Stone Mountain, Georgia is?
Fuck you, hippie. I know where Stone Mountain is. That's where you go to see the laser show.
That's where the Lord went. Is it really?
Yeah.
Is it really a laser
Stone
show?
Stone Mountain. There's a bunch of old white people carved into the side of the mountain that own slaves. And then you sit, they project a laser show on the mountain, on top of the faces of Lincoln, and I forget who's on that. It's
there you go.
Yeah.
So this is. There was a graduation ceremony,
right,
at the TNT Academy, a private school in Stone Mountain, Georgia. It sank into disarray after the school's principal and founder. It clashed with the audience.
Uh-oh.
Apparently what happened was there was a fuck up with the schedule or the or the program or something, and everybody thought it was over, but then there was supposed to be a speech by the valedictorian, but then people were filing out as the valedictorian was trying to speak. Well, just listen to a little of this utter chaos going on, and listen to this principal, Nancy Gorduke.
Gorduke.
Let's just get through this, please. Don't nobody ask.
Y'all owe this young man an apology.
That's the principle, because people are starting to walk out while this kid's waiting to speak.
Right.
But again, nobody knew he was going to talk. Everybody thought it was over. They looked at the program. He wasn't on the program.
Oh, God.
Especially that goober that was coming through with his little thing. You little coward. Come on back up here. Let's talk.
What the fuck?
Apparently, I don't know what she was talking about.
Good God.
So,
graduation ceremony?
No, you can see with this going on. So several people are starting to jump up and walk out.
Oh my.
Y'all getting this on video safe?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm going to wait outside. I know that's what I'm talking about. I don't want to see what's going to happen next time.
She is really out of line now.
Don't tell my daughter to see that.
So now people are getting pissed off. Now there's a bunch of people standing up and leaving because they're pissed off at what an asshole this principal is being.
Right.
Now, I don't know what point the principal says something pretty heinous. Close the doors. Lock them all in.
Oh, God.
You're going to sit and listen to this.
Rocker. Get her. She's off her rocker. That means don't argue with a crazy person.
I'm not. That's why I haven't said a word.
Yeah, don't argue.
They're absolutely right. Yeah. This guy, whoever is.
He's very wise.
Yeah.
Don't rationalize.
You people are being so rude to not listen to this speech. It was my fault. That we missed it in the program. Look who's leaving, all the black people.
Ding, ding, whoa. Ding, 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 ladies and gentlemen.
Why the fuck did she say that?
Meanwhile, in this video, like seven white people just streamed out. Right before she says that, whoever's catching this on cell phone, seven, like, white-as-fuck people just walked out. She's like, look who's leaving, all the black people.
Is this a principal?
This is the founder and principal of this fucking
of
school.
Educational institution.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
It describes itself on its website as a non-traditional private school for middle and high school students.
All the black people are leaving.
Don't listen to this speech. It was my fault that we missed it in the program. Look who's leaving, all the black people.
Now all the black people are leaving.
Oh, shit.
Now they really are leaving. When she said that, dozens of people just shot up, stood up, and turned around and started,
oh my.
Fuck this, we are out of here.
God, what a tremendous fucking asshole.
This is the best graduation ever.
It's amazing.
Look who's leaving, all the black people.
Do you remember your graduation?
Oh, yes. All the black people left.
Fuck no.
Right,
I don't remember mine. I don't remember a thing about my graduation. These kids will never forget this.
Yeah, I honestly, I don't remember mine either. They're never going to.
They should thank Miss Gorduke for putting her hood on.
Jesus.
I think that's about it, because now it's just everybody's leaving. Everybody.
Yeah,
all the black people are leaving, and all the white people are like, fuck this. This is insane,
you know,
too.
As a comedian, I will say that she has officially lost the crowd.
She walked the fuck out of that room. Well, there's a there's a follow-up.
Crab diving. Follow-up.
So
did somebody get fucking fired? Or
she... tweeted out, wait, she apologized.
What? What the fuck? How did she apologize? I mean, it's weird, you know.
She said that the devil took over.
Yes.
Wait, let me get the exact words here.
The devil took over and made me a big old fucking racist.
Yeah. The devil took over and put all these black people here.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
I mean,
did the devil make the black people leave, or did the devil make her say all the black people are leaving?
The devil was in the house and came out from my mouth. I deeply apologize for my racist comment, and I hope that forgiveness is in your heart.
Oh, fuck off.
She wrote.
Oh, Jesus. Is she racist, or is she more insane? Which is it? Because the devil's coming out of her mouth?
Well, she can't really be a racist.
Right.
Because, you know, if that shit were going on at home, her kids might pick that stuff up.
Right.
Her family.
The devil's coming out of my mouth.
The other day, coming to his rescue on Facebook, his mother's rescue.
Right.
Travis Gorduke.
Right.
High school kid.
All right.
Her son put on Facebook.
What did Junior say?
He's, no racism going on in this family whatsoever. Her upbringing, by the way.
What a bunch of fucking assholes.
The devil came out of her mouth.
Right.
I'm quoting.
Why the fuck does this happen to take place in Georgia? Why?
I'll be quoting here.
Oh.
Y'all niggers aren't talking about shit, so if you got something to say, come see me face to face.
That's a son.
There's no, and it's the ERS too. It ain't AS.
That's the son of this person.
Yes. Oh. Y'all N-words aren't talking about shit, so if you got something to say, come see me face to face. Followed up by, if anyone has something to say about my mom,
oh, God,
and how she ran her graduation, come say it to my face.
Well, let's be, is that his name, Travis, the son?
Travis.
Listen, Travis, I understand, I guess, that you're trying to defend your mother.
Young Travis.
Stupid idiot, but, I mean, it's, you just have to expect people to complain about that graduation. People are going to have a lot to say about it. That's all there is to that.
And maybe you don't want to call people the N-word who are complaining about it.
Wait, is Travis in, he's in high school?
Mm-hmm.
Where does he go to school? At this school?
Probably.
No one send their kid there. You cannot send people to this school anymore because it's ran by idiots.
Travis looks like a real winner, too. Just a big, dumb oaf. Just a big, white oaf of a stupid kid.
Well, listen, I used to live in Georgia. And behalf on the whole shitty open carry state, I want to apologize, I guess, for Travis and his idiot mother.
Surprisingly, the tweets or the messages have been deleted from his Facebook page. But thankfully, the New York Daily News was able to fully screen capture all of the wonderful prose that he shared with us, with the world.
What did the mother, do you think Travis asked his mom about the post before he put it up there? Did he just do it on his own?
I think he probably didn't sanction it. I think she might have, first of all, gotten a couple other things spelled right. And probably the N-word, she might have nixed that one, given her current circumstances.
God, what a bunch of dipshits. And does she then get mad at Travis?
This is where the story leaves us. So I'm sure there'll be a follow-up, like Rachel Maddow says. Watch this space.
Watch this space.
Keep an eye out.
Hey, watch this space. God, congratulations, Georgia, right? Good job.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yay.
Kentucky woman shot by her 2-year-old son over Mother's Day weekend.
Oopsie.
Just saying.
The shot or was shot. Killed, put to death. Don't say shoot or shot.
I don't know that she'd be dead. She is recovering after being shot by her 2-year-old son.
Yeah.
She one of 3 adults at home. It's not clear how the toddler got his hands on the gun.
Somebody's got to teach that kid how to respect firearms.
Right.
The fuck?
He's 2. He should know gun safety by now.
A two-year-old. And you, at 2 years old, are you going to remember shooting mommy?
Fuck no.
Except
maybe, you know, in I'm killing and skinning animals when I'm 17 kind of way.
Oh, by the way, we have a caller.
We have a caller on the line.
Oh, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, calling in. Hello. Hello, caller. Who do we have?
Oh, this is Matt Brousseau.
Oh, my friend Matt. Matt Brousseau.
How's it going, guys?
How are you? What's going on?
Good. I'd like to comment on this Duke story.
Yes.
Is it any surprise that they invoke the devil? The devil has a long association with Duke, doesn't it? I mean, it's not really an excuse at this point.
Oh, the Duke Blue.
You got your Duke Blue Devils.
Oh, that's right.
Thin White Duke, arguably David Bowie's most satanic phase. You got your David Dukes. Like, it's just
Patty Duke.
Patty Duke is just part of their life at this point.
It is. It's all Masonic evil.
The Duke of Earl. He's the worst.
Right.
Yep, terrible, terrible stuff.
Rapist!
We're running out of Dukes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's 100%. It's all you need. It's all the sample you got.
That's right. It's funny. By the way, this is Matt Brousseau, Los Angeles comedian, very funny. And he is also one of the hosts of the, I'm going to get a pint of cacophony.
That's it, yeah. That's it.
Check that out on iTunes.
I think the devil is the greatest excuse, though, because he's such a trickster, you know?
He forced that poor woman
to
yell at black people.
Devil.
And now go ahead.
Right. It always happens in Georgia. It's never like high-priced Boston University. Yeah.
Okay.
It's always Georgia where the devil's making people do that.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, you're right. It is, but I will say this shit doesn't only happen in the South. I mean,
what about all those evil homosexuals putting their penises in each other's starfish, like in San Francisco and shit? That's that's happening everywhere.
Right.
It's true. That's right. That's true. What are you going to do? I mean, San Francisco is a great place for that, though.
Is it perfect climate? It's naturally moist?
Exactly.
You don't need to lube up?
San Francisco, didn't they have to pass a law at one point that if you're walking around in the park naked, you're not allowed to wear a cock ring?
They did recently rescind the cock ring wearing. I guess you could still walk around with your cock out.
But is this not America?
But no cock ring. You can't be presenting forward.
Again, this is why I hate government regulation.
It is. They're up our asses and literally around our cocks, or not around our cocks. They're up our asses about the shit we don't want them up our asses about, and the shit that we do want them to take care of, they don't give a fuck about.
Like, right.
You know, cops killing people every 5 seconds.
There's just no help.
Well, you know who we can blame for that?
Who?
The devil.
Oh, shit!
I thought he was going to go for the gays, but he went straight for the devil.
The devil!
He just bypassed the gays.
Well, wait, that is the devil, though, right? To some people, it's the devil incarnate.
So, Pint of Cacophony, what's the show about?
It's about L.A. music. So, Dan Pacinello, who's the host, he was in the L.A. desert rock scene for a while. He's from Monrovia. And so every week we bring on some local band or two. We record them in the studio and we interview them and do some shitty sort of stupid game with them. And we'll put it on iTunes.
What game do you play?
We have different games. You know, we guess the child actor from their scream. You know, things like that.
Do you bring one in and do something horrible to them, or is it taped?
Only the ones who are available.
No,
they're all available.
Yeah, a lot of them. Corey, wait, Haim, which one's dead? Corey Feldman. Oh. Feldman's alive.
Barely.
You could get him cheap.
He's cheap, yeah, true.
No, although he's got that, isn't he running that titty operation up in the valley?
No, it's a fucking college for young aspiring models.
Aren't all models aspiring?
Yes.
Expiring.
You know, I was I've been friends with a child actor. This guy, he had money left over from being a child actor, but he really didn't do anything, you know, after that, or his career or anything. His favorite thing to do was to drive down to Mexico and spend his money at some place called the Hong Kong Bar. And then he would like text me pictures of all these hookers he was with. Fucking great.
Before pictures, I hope.
He told me, he's like, this is what you do. You go down to Mexico, go right over the border. There's a convenience store. You get a shitload of Viagra. And then you take $600, take a cab, and you go to the Hong Kong Bar.
Sounds amazing.
And then Satan's there. Your Duke.
Yeah, he's serving drinks. Yeah. You got David Bowie's Coke doing with him.
Oh, that's right. Are you calling us from the bus?
No.
Oh, shit.
Street corner.
Oh, okay. Outside.
Place to meet a bus, yeah.
I was talking to Matt earlier, and he's like, I want to call in, but I might be on the bus. I was like, oh, no, call in from the bus, definitely. I want stories of LA mass transit.
Don't sit in a wet spot.
It's all wet.
Right. Right. Sit in the dry spot, rather.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sat in a wet spot one time on the bus. It was the worst thing ever. I did. I was on the, not that anybody gives a shit, I was on the 2 going up Sunset, and I sat down in the seat, was totally soaked, and I popped up so quickly that I nearly put my back out. It was horrible. And then I had to, the rest of the evening, I walked around with a soggy ass from, I don't know what it was. It could have been apple juice someone spilled on that seat. It could have been.
All right, Matt, are you an LA native?
No, I'm from Massachusetts.
Oh, okay. So a civilian.
Yeah.
Right.
You already had a good Tom Brady talk. We don't need to touch.
Oh, are you sad or what's okay? Up? Are you okay?
No, I think it's hilarious. I'm a Patriots fan, but fuck it. I don't really care.
Right. Because fuck that guy.
It's a fun drama.
Right.
You're okay with the 4-game suspension?
He'll take it to court. He'll bring it down to 2. And then there'll be another scandal next year. Like Bill Belichick will be the only guy with like penis camera or something.
Does every football team cheat as much as the Patriots and we just haven't caught them?
That's probably some of it. I'm guessing every team has their own form of cheating. It's just when the Patriots win, you go, oh, those fucking assholes.
Yeah, they're a target.
Everybody hates you when you're on top.
And Bill Belichick's an evil-looking guy, so it works out.
That's right.
Yeah, he is. As Tony Soprano would say, Bill Belichick's got a case of fuckface-itis.
He is a little bit like angry old priesty looking.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
The hoods.
Right.
Nobody totally wants to be described like that.
Yeah, Opus Dei shit.
No one's taking that as a compliment.
Angry old priestish.
Wow. Yeah. A little rapey.
Let's smell your fingers. See if they smell like boy balls.
Hold on. Let me ring the gong for that.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Perfect.
You got any fun comedy coming up, Matt?
No, not at the moment.
Oh, sorry.
No, just right now. You.
Maybe we should have set that up ahead of time before we...
Actually, Dominic Perdulo is doing a great movie show this Friday at the Hollywood Hotel.
Oh, yes, 1160 North Vermont. Go check out the... What's it called?
That's right. I don't actually know what the name of the show is, but it's going to be on Friday. It's great.
A comedy show centered around movies.
Yeah, every comedian picks 3 movies from a bucket and has to talk about them on stage.
Oh, good God. What? I want to talk about Splash. That would be my movie. That's what I want to pick. Love that film.
All right. You're going to have to pick it then.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
If it's fucking, you're on stage. It doesn't matter. You can talk.
Yeah.
If they're going to pick movies, you know, from that era.
Right.
Oh, fuck you. They might pick movies that people these days know about.
That was funny. Well, Matt, thanks so much for calling in from the sidewalks of L.A.
Beautiful, smoggy L.A.
That's right. Are you with are you within arm's reach of a hooker?
Yeah, I'm in East Hollywood. Everywhere's arm's reach of a hooker.
Everybody's a hooker in Hollywood. Right. You kidding? Everybody check out Pint of Cacophony on iTunes. You can hear Matt.
Exactly. Do you, are you on the Twitter machine?
Yeah, Capital City, INC.
Capital City, INC. Look at this.
That's
all
tough.
Important and shit. Capital.
All the rules.
Capital with AL?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
There you go. Spelled correctly.
Cool.
Capital City.
Yeah, I didn't realize, until I thought of the name, I didn't realize there were 2 spellings. So, you know, you all learn something.
Damn.
It's educational and entertaining at the same time.
Well, thanks for calling in, Matt, and be careful out there.
Sure, guys. You too.
Thanks, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
That was Matt Brusseau, Los Angeles comic, calling in.
At Capital City, Inc.
Right.
On the Twitter machine.
And check out Pint of Cacophony.
I love that name. Cacophony.
By the way,
a great word.
He mentioned something. They cover the desert rock scene. What does that mean? I never heard that term. Like, what is desert rock music? Is that like the Eagles or something? That's what it makes me think of for some reason. The Eagles.
I went with it. I was assuming you knew what it meant.
I forgot to ask. The desert rock scene.
Well, it's probably,
the Eagles. I'm a white guy.
I don't think the Eagles are probably in the desert rock scene right now.
How the fuck do you know? Desert rock. I don't know why I thought the Eagles. Pink Floyd, is that desert rock?
It's the Palm Desert scene.
Oh, the Palm Desert scene. There's a scene?
Music culture in Southern California, the Palm Desert scene.
What kind of culture is there in Palm Desert? I don't need to be an asshole or anything. I mean, aside from the meth.
A group of related bands and musicians from Palm Desert, the hard rock sound, which is often described as desert rock.
Oh, shit.
Contains elements of psychedelia.
Oh, color me there.
We're down. Blues, alternative rock, heavy metal, hardcore punk, and other genres.
I like that.
Often featuring distinctive repetitive drum beats. Isn't that like all music?
Yeah.
All music has repetitive drum beats.
Distinctive, repetitive. Right. It's rhythm, right? I mean.
Well, yeah.
What do you want? Do you want it to not be repetitive or distinct? I mean, hot.
These descriptions are ridiculous. A propensity for free-form jamming.
I don't know.
And trance-like. Or sludgy grooves.
Sludgy. That's the best groove to find yourself in. A sludgy one.
Typically performed with electric guitar, bass guitar, and drum kit.
Right.
Oh, so it's pretty bared down.
Oh, yeah. It's naked.
The musicians often play in multiple bands simultaneously. There's a high rate of collaboration.
Oh, okay.
The Palm Desert scene is also notable for producing stoner rock pioneers Caius...
Oh, Caius.
K-Y-U-S-S. Right now, people are like, oh,
Caius, Lord of the Stoner Rock Movement.
Who are those moaners? Who are those idiots?
Yeah, Caius.
And the term stoner rock is sometimes used interchangeably.
That sounds like a derogatory term. Stoner rock. Come on.
The music is known for its heavy grinding riffs, association with the use of illicit substances.
Okay.
Particularly...
degenerates.
Marijuana.
Ding, ding, ding.
Peyote.
Color me there.
LSD.
Hand me some.
And magic mushrooms.
Put it in my ass.
Ooh.
I'm just kidding.
Mushrooms in my ass.
Sounds like something fucked up they do at Guantanamo. I put some socket. I anal rehydrated some guy with fucking mushrooms.
So there you go.
Whatever. Desert rock.
That's the desert rock scene that we didn't fucking know what he was talking.
That's cool. Palm Desert.
Yeah, sounds cool. I'm going to have to listen to some of this stuff. Stoner. Stoner rock, also called. That's all I know.
That's awesome.
We've only got a few minutes left here on the big show, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, you can find every show that is here on the network, which streams 24/7 at crabdiving.com /live. You can find all of the entertainment also at crabdiving.com, at iTunes, and at Stitcher. And if they find us at iTunes, Ryan, what are they supposed to do?
They're supposed to subscribe and give us 5 stars, no matter how you feel about the show.
Exactly.
It's fuck off.
Lock the doors. You're not leaving. It's all the black people leaving.
That's what we should do as a promo video. We should shoot like a bank robbery scene where we put, nobody's going anywhere. Get out your iPhones. Right. Go to iTunes. Search Crab Diving. Give us 5 stars or 1 in the head, 2 in the chest.
Bank robbery. You know, I had to do a, did I tell you? I think I told you about this. When I was in college, we were hired by the local government. And SWAT teams and stuff to perform a simulation. It was like, it's like fucking Jade Helm 15.
That's crazy.
And we took over a school for the night.
Oh, awesome.
And it was supposed, they sectioned off this one part. And one of us was the hostage taker. And 5 or 6 of us was the hostages.
I know. This is perfect for you. You love heists.
And they fucking had to... We had to negotiate with the police. They gave us like a not a script, but it was for like improv. They gave you bullet points, no pun intended. Awesome. And then at one point, the guy, I got to be the bad guy. That's what was awesome. So fucking cool.
Were you like, I'm going to kill this kid.
I had so much fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was like on the phone. I'm like, I'm going to kill her. I'm going to fucking put it through her head right now.
Did you really?
And oh yeah. And,
I love it.
They even told us the guy running it was like, he goes, nobody knows, not even some of the other instructors.
Yeah.
He goes, but we've kind of switched it. We want you to shoot a hostage at like 8:17.
Good God.
And I was like, awesome.
Don't get too excited over there.
Yeah. And he's like, just yell bang and say, I just shot one. I'm like, okay, I could do that. So I yelled bang. I just shot one. Bang, all the fucking doors kick in. And suddenly, all the jackboots come in with the guns out.
Did you shit your pants?
I'm down on the ground. There's a guy with his knee in my back.
Ow.
And at that point, I was like, simulation.
Actor.
Simulation. Yeah.
You got paid?
Simulation.
You got paid?
Oh, fuck yeah. This is a
great gig.
A couple hundred bucks or something.
Oh, my God. That's a great gig.
And then...
You should be fine with that knee in your back.
And then the second time around, one of the bad guys pretended to be one of the hostages.
Oh shit!
On the way out.
Good God!
And that's, you know, they're trained to.
That's how you sneak out,
right? And but you know they kind of aren't really nice to the hostages first either.
Really?
They're trained to take the hostages and treat them as if they might be one of the
God
the bad guys also. So it was our friend of the show, Fred.
Oh.
Was the turncoat.
Oh, really?
Was the plant, the bad guy who
the
really
traitor.
Was switching. Yeah.
Thank you for listening, Fred.
I think they might have shot him, actually. Pretend. Mm. Kind of intimidating when these guys are coming at you.
Dude,
with all of their
terrifying.
Guns and all that shit.
Did they were their guns hot? Were they firing live rounds?
No, they were not. They were yelling. They were yelling "bang bang" too. As they were
bang 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 bang
for flash grenades.
Yeah.
And even them yelling "bang" from like three different entrances at the same moment, it's fucking disorienting. I can see how the real flash grenades would freak you out.
Oh yeah.
Bang
bang into the room.
Yeah, that was a crazy fucking gig.
That is scary.
Wow. I don't know how I got into that, talking about that.
That's all right.
I've blabbed over our Glenn Beck moment. I don't think we have enough time for a Glenn Beck moment. We only got about a minute and a half.
We're in a hostage situation
on the big show, ladies and gentlemen. So tomorrow,
right.
We apologize to, Glenn Beck.
I'm sorry Glenn. To those who are being beheaded.
Fuck you.
We apologize, Glenn, that we won't get to your moment today. Right. But we will tomorrow. And tomorrow, we are here at the same time, ladies and gentlemen.
Same bat channel.
From 2 p.m. No, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. From 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Tight Coast. Then you can download us as a podcast. You can also download us on Stitcher and iTunes.
Yes.
But crabdiving.com is the best place to go if you go to... our crabdiving.com. Want to go to our social media?
We are on the Book of Face.
We are everywhere. Over there is some blue buttons, crabdiving.com. Tickle them, touch them, use wherever you want, and go and participate in our social media. Don't forget, Ryan Pfeiffer is on the social media. Also, find out where he's going to be doing his comedy type stuff at RatedRComedy on the Twitter and RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so Vile. Spelled like his name. Right?
You're kind of not V-I-L-E, though.
No. I mean, but Vile, like
right.
his name.
Right. Little bottle with an extra L.
Nobody's going to figure that
V-I-A-L-E.
Out.
V-I-A-L-E.
No, that's a good one.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow.
All the black people are leaving.
Right.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.